WR4AAE Mobile.
KR4AAE. KR4ETNet.
KR4AAE. The other KR4 station. I didn't catch the last of your call sign. Could you repeat that, please?
Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. KR4ETW.
KR4ETW. Did I get it right? My name is Steven on this end. How you doing this afternoon?
Hey, Steven, this is Chuck. I'm Mobile HT. Grinding on HT, so I don't know where you're located. Coming in clear.
Really good on that HT. What make and model you got over there?
Yazoo FT7DR70DR Yazoo.
But Yazoo makes some really good radios. I just got the 991A and I was sitting there goofing around for the last couple hours, so you heard me on the repeater a little bit, getting it all set up. But man, I mean, bang for the buck, it's awesome. It's a shack in the box. I love that thing so far.
Then I've got one, should be here today. It's a mobile unit. I'm just waiting on it. Then we can get back to the house and start building something there.
Yeah, it is always it's always fun when you get new electronics, new radios, new stuff to fiddle with. I mean, I'm thinking about a portable backpacking radio too. I'm not sure if I want to carry that 991A in a backpack somewhere.
My goodness. I'm pretty new at it, so it's all an experience for me. I haven't been here about 2 months.
Well, like a lot of other hams told me, start off small and then kind of just build and get your feet wet a little bit here and there and see where it takes you. You now have a license to learn, as some people call it.
Correct. I joined the club in Greenville. You know, got a lot of mentors over there. You know, they seem to want help. So got a lot of information early.
That's one thing I love about this hobby is there are lots of people out there willing to help. And sometimes just listening in on this repeater here, you can gain a lot of knowledge and say, oh, that's what they're talking about. Or there may be some things that sound Greek to you, and you go look it up, and you're like, oh, that makes sense now. It's a never-ending hobby. It never gets old.
I talked to somebody who was on the radio earlier with you. I took this one over and got the program. It was just a few seconds there, and they had a program. Pretty knowledgeable people over there.
Roger that. I haven't been to any of the club meetings. It's hard for me to get there in the summertime due to working out and riding bicycles all over the place. But in the winter, fall and the winter time, when it gets dark early and it gets colder, I will most likely start attending those meetings a little bit more. So you may see me from time to time.
In the Mortimer area, learn more, and I learn more that way when these new people come in too. I enjoy it. Plan to move on up, but just, like I said, just got the tech a couple months ago, so I'm looking forward to moving it.
I did I got my technician probably November or December of 24, I think, or January of 25, and then I got my general, and then I thought about going extra, but then I started looking at the questions and the materials, and I was like, oh, that sounds like Greek to me. So I was like, let me dip my feet into HF and get going in the hobby, and then attempt extra, and then call it a day.
KR4ETW. I copy that, yeah. My goal is HD. I mean, HF, but we just baby steps.
That's the right idea. Baby steps, and I haven't got my HF side set up yet. I still gotta wait till a friend of mine gets back and hook it up to his antenna tuner and make sure it's tuned to the right bands I want, so I don't burn or blow anything up.
I think you got 991.
That's affirmative. I got the 991A, and it's nice. It's worth every penny of it. It's a shack in the box.
I've looked at it in the picture book, but as far as I got, was one of them so far.
I'll say it is a little overwhelming at first, but I know there's some guys giving me grief about reading the manual, but I do read the manuals on just about everything I get, so I understand how it works. And just start small. Start with what you know, like the VHF, UHF. Get familiar with those, and then the HF. If you already know all the bands and where certain things sit, the menus are pretty much the same. But hopefully I'll have HF going next week, and that won't set anything on fire or interfere with anybody in the neighborhood.
I'm in the older bracket, so it takes a little more to get it in my head than it used to.
Don't let the voice fool you on this end. I am much older than I sound, and I'm much older than I look.
You know that. Where are you located, Steve?
Over here in the Taylor's area, close to Wade Hampton and the Rutherford Road intersection, just a couple miles from there. Where are you located at? KR4AAE.
I'm also in Taylor's, not far from the Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah, you're not but maybe a couple miles away from me. Pass that Texas Roadhouse a lot going place to place or going down to Target or anywhere in that direction.
I'm stationary, waiting on a meeting, but like somebody said, it's a small radio, but if it hit the repeater, it can talk like a bigger one.
No, that's awesome if you're hitting a repeater with an HT. I got a Baofeng, and I can't hit the 2 meter repeater up there on Caesar's Head. But then again, I really didn't try all that hard. I'll use that. I'll set up the base unit for a crossband repeat, and take the HT out on a walk somewhere. That's how I usually do it.
I'm going to get off here and let the channel clear a little bit. I think it's KO4AAE. Yeah, it's KR4ETW. Yeah, clear.
Talking to you. Hope I'll see you down at the staff meeting one day. This is KR4AAE. Clear monitoring.